Do you want something new? Something exciting? Something fresh?
Something to sacrifice your kids to?
We're Arachnia, and you've been listening to 101.9 CFRC FM.
Welcome to some very dark glasses today as we have our annual Halloween show. My name is Daniel Wolf, and most of our music today will have some kind of monstrous, devilish, or otherwise evil theme. And let us begin with one of the great jazz improvisers on the piano, and really somebody who's been given credit as a bridge between bebop and 60s free jazz, avant-garde music, and so forth. And that is Lenny Tristano. Lenny Tristano had a relatively short career. He died at 59 in 1978. On the other hand, he actually began teaching as early as the 1940s. Among his students were people like the saxophonist Lee Konitz, who of course went on to play in Miles Davis's Nonette in the late 40s on the great Birth of the Cool sessions. But Lenny did a lot else, and we're going to hear from an album entitled Lenny Tristano, The New Tristano, something, again, Halloween-themed. Here he is with that jazz standard, but played in a Tristano-ish way, Ghost of a Chance. Thank you. That was Lenny Tristano and Ghost of a Chance. Now, I said that Tristano had a fairly short career, dying at 59. We, of course, have some septuagenarians, octogenarians, and even some nonagenarians among jazz musicians. But 59 isn't a bad run. Some jazz musicians don't even get that long. We've had some famous early deaths, you know, Clifford Brown, the trumpeter, in a car accident, for example. Another one, similarly a vehicle accident, was Scott LaFaro, who was a wonderful young bassist who made his name playing with Bill Evans, the pianist, and Paul Motion, the percussionist, in the first and most famous version of the Bill Evans Trio. Bill Evans, of course, the great pianist, who also played with Miles Davis, in this case, on Kind of Blue. So we're going to go back to a bit of music from the Bill Evans classic trio with LaFaro on bass and Motion on drums for another Halloween-themed track, in this case one entitled Witchcraft. Levin's Trio and Witchcraft. Let's move on from witchcraft to vampires. And in this case, the journeyman drummer, Philly Joe Johns. I say journeyman not because he was not a very good drummer. In fact, he was a great drummer. Miles Davis, yet again, yes again, another connection to Miles Davis, often said that Philly Joe was his favorite drummer in all the many combos of groups Davis had over his long career. Philly Joe Johns was part of the original Miles Davis quintet in the 1950s, that, of course, at various points included Red Garland on piano, included John Coltrane and Cannonball Adderley, just a fantastic, fantastic group, Paul Chambers on bass. So Philly Joe Johns had his own career as a leader, and he produced an album called Blues for Dracula, which seems somehow appropriate to today's Halloween special. So let's play that title track, Philly Joe Johns.
Welcome. Permit me to introduce myself. I am called Dracula. I am really the bebop vampire. I like the sun. I like the sun to shine. Drink. We must all drink. Everybody must drink. Today on the market we got instant blood for you to drink. I want you all to drink. Ah, that's it. That's good. That's good. Drink, drink. Quench your thirst. Quench your thirst. Good. Children, you over there, drink your soup before it clots. Put the children to bed. Children, drink your blood and bite your mama goodnight. Bite your mama goodnight. Put two more marks on your mama's jugular vein. Go away. Go away for the moment. Let me do my work. Go away! Go away! You know I must do my work. I must do my experiments. Go away! I will find a victim. Don't worry. I shall find a victim. Dracula will find a victim. Are you looking strange? You not a vampire? I am a vampire, not you. If you don't stay away, I will take your ukulele, and then you'll become a vampire. If you become a vampire, you will understand. Don't worry. Bela will return. Bela shall come back.
Ooh. Ooh. But Master, those strange sounds. What are those strange sounds, Master?
Don't worry, Chuba. The children of the night make such beautiful music.
Thank you. What are you doing here with the children again? Children, go in the belfry and play with the bats.
That was Philly Joe Jones and Blues for Dracula, the title track from Philly Joe's debut album as a leader from 1958. Now, with Dracula, we usually think next of Frankenstein, and of course, if you're a fan of vintage horror films from the Universal Studios lineup in the 1930s and 40s, as I happen to be, you will know that the film Frankenstein followed the film Dracula by a few months in 1931. So we will follow Blues for Dracula with a song called Frankenstein by the tenor saxophonist Jackie McLean. McLean was a heroin addict throughout his entire life, so had a surprisingly long run given that circumstance. And Frankenstein comes from an album he produced in 1964, so not to be confused with the later 1970s monster hit by the Edgar Winter Group. Here's Jackie McLean and Frankenstein, after which we will take our break for some PSAs and be right back with some more spooky dark classes.
Dogs and cats that are off-leash can hurt baby bunnies by digging up the bunny nest. Sandy Pines has helped hundreds of bunnies because they were orphaned or their habitat was destroyed.
A dog's bite could really injure a smaller animal, so please keep your pets in a fenced area or on a leash.
If you find an injured animal, please call Sandy Pines and they will help.
This message was brought to you by the students of Odessa Public School and Sandy Pines Wildlife Center.
Are you looking for a way to make a difference in the lives of families with sick children? Well, look no further. YGK Thrift proudly supports Almost Home, a loving home for families going through challenging times, and we need your help.
At Almost Home, families find comfort, support in a safe place to stay while their little ones receive medical care. But we can't do it alone. We need your generous clothing, donations, and your important time as a volunteer.
Cleaning out your closet? Don't toss those gentle use of clothes away. Instead, bring them to YGK Thrift. We happily accept donations of clean and wearable adult clothing. Your donation could mean the world to a family in need.
So, join us at YGK Thrift and support Almost Home today. Your clothing donations and volunteer efforts will help create a warm environment for these brave families. Together, we can make a difference. One donation and one act of kindness at a time.
YGK Thrift is owned and operated by Almost Home. This radio ad is sponsored by YGK Thrift and is not affiliated with any other organization mentioned.
Welcome back. You are listening to a Halloween-themed edition of Dark Glasses with Daniel Wolf. Just before the break, we heard saxophonist Jackie McLean and Frankenstein. Let's hear from another saxophonist, this time the Canadian Mike Murley, playing in his wonderful trio with the late guitarist Ed Bickert and bassist Steve Wallace. This was an album recorded in 1999, or at least some material recorded in 1999, but it didn't actually see the light of day until 2012, and it's appropriately called Test of Time. It's a great album. I've played several tracks from it on the show before, and I will turn now to the lead-off track, which is, again, appropriately Halloween-themed in that it is the jazz standard Bewitched, Bothered and Bewildered.
Thank you.
Bickert and Steve Wallace with Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. We'll have one more saxophonist, and that is Lou Donaldson, the jazz great who left us just under a year ago, last November the 9th, at the ripe old age of 98. As I said, we've had some nonagenarians in jazz, as well as relatively short-lived players such as the unfortunate Scott LaFaro. Lou Donaldson had an enormously long and productive career, and I'm going to have to do a centenary tribute to him in about a year's time, because he was born on November the 1st, 1926, so just under 199 years from today, and died just a week after his 98th birthday. So I'll do that next year, but for now, let's have Lou Donaldson playing Midnight Creeper, the title track from the 1968 album of the same name. Thank you. The late Lou Donaldson and Midnight Creeper. Let us go now to the devil, because a Halloween-themed show would not be complete without some reference to the devil. So, as it turns out, there is a lot of music that features the devil in it. And I have a real cornucopia of choices today. So I'm going to do a couple of tracks. We're going to start out with Ahmad Jamal, another great jazz veteran who only recently left us, and The Devil's in My Den, from an album entitled Nature, The Essence, Part 3. Ahmad Jamal. was pianist Ahmad Jamal and Devils in My Den from Nature, The Essence Part 3, which is the third of a trilogy of albums Ahmad released in the mid to late 90s. That one came out in 1998. Now we will close out with another devilish-themed track, this from the Canadian saxophonist and bandleader Jane Bennett, a great specialist in the soprano sax and also in especially Latin, particularly Cuban-based jazz. Let's hear from Jane and a track entitled El Diablo, and that features musician Ilos Naranjos of Cienfuegos, Jane Bennett and the Spirits of Havana.
Ayer hablé como un hombre de diente de oro y me pienso casar. Ayer hablé como un hombre de diente de oro y me pienso casar. Rostros o fácil vocablos o como esta figura te van a embaucar. Cuidado, ten hermanita, que si hombre es el diablo y te puede llevar. Cuidado, ten hermanita, que si hombre es el diablo y te puede llevar. Ayer hablé con un hombre de diente de oro y me quiso casar. Ayer hablé con un hombre de diente de oro y me pienso casar. Rostro, sofá y vocablo, su apuesta figura te van a embaucar. Cuidado, ten hermanita, que ese hombre es el diablo y te puede llevar. Cuidado, ten hermanita, que ese hombre es el diablo y te puede llevar.
El diablo tonto.
And the Spirits of Havana and El Diablo, and that will do it for today's Dark Glasses. This has been a special Halloween-themed show. Halloween is coming up this Friday. I hope everybody has a wonderful time either giving out treats or collecting them. How about the Toronto Blue Jays, eh? As I recorded this show on Saturday the 25th, they had just come off of a rout of the LA Dodgers in Game 1 of the World Series. Can't wait to see how the rest of it unfolds over the next few days. So I'll be back next week with more Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. My name is Daniel Wolf. It is getting chilly out there, so bundle up, keep warm, and stay safe.
Yo, Ellie.
Hey, Nate, what's up?
We're on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah, it's a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh, yeah, CFRC Live Sessions, Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay, peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.
The world beats.
These
to the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to Worldbeat Canada.
Congratulations to the Toronto Blue Jays. Thanks to them, Canada is going to the World Series.